Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go to drudgereport.com, you will see a top news story. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. And then under it, you'll see the words N-O. No. TSA backs down from prom night grope. Here's the deal. This is what I've tried to explain to people. I've seen mainstream news articles attack me saying Jones claims that the TSA is going to be on the streets of America. The TSA have been on the streets of America for 9 years in New York and Boston. They've been on the streets of Dallas, Texas, and Miami, Florida for at least 5 years. They are now expanding nationwide into every area of our country. And you're saying, how are they going to have a big enough force? Well, what did Obama say during his campaign? He said, we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. And I saw Governor Ridge, this transcends parties, now almost 9 years ago on C-SPAN, lay out the plan incrementally of the TSA. You will not have a job without Homeland Security authorization. You will not get health care without Homeland Security authorization. You will not be able to travel in a car or get a driver's license without Homeland Security authorization. And TSA commanders, literal minimum wage people who are not sworn, bonded federal or state or local police, will command your local police. This is what Hitler and Stalin and Mao did. They hire pretty much uninformed, untrained, normally criminal types, and that's what a lot of TSA are, pedophile thieves, trying to rape women. Because who wants a job grabbing people's genitals but perverts? And so that's a job prerequisite. They have them do things that normal good people wouldn't do to build that army. Then they will command local forces. And here it is in New Mexico, in Santa Fe. And they've already done some of these searches and previously, and the young girls describe having their breasts grabbed by the men and women. And you're tuning in saying this is the Twilight Zone. It's meant to be the Twilight Zone. It's meant to be over the top, in your face, and that's just the way it is. As I keep explaining, it's meant to break your will. There was a savage hit piece on me last week in the local Chronicle newspaper by the owner of South by Southwest, Lewis Black, not the comedian, but the creator of South by Southwest and the kingpin owner of it, biggest conference in the country now. And he has written lies and about me and savaged me with his paper for at least 12, 13 years for no reason. I never did anything to him, never talked about him, and they did fake investigative reports that were complete and total lies. And when I gave them proof that it was lies, they just laughed at me. They didn't care. And he's written a new piece about how basically I'm powerful and I'm dangerous and I'm delusional. And that, you know, how do I think that I'm Sherlock Holmes? I don't think I'm Sherlock Holmes. I saw the UN documents that are public, how they plan to set up a world government, break up the family, and start killing us en masse. I mean, it's routine that they kill our troops with nerve gas and radiologicals and biologicals and tests and shoot kids up with syphilis and polio. It's in Texas news again that they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water. I mean, all I'm doing is, I told you the TSA was coming to your high school to grope your daughters. I mean, they said they were. Okay? I mean, these are rape armies.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 23rd day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have no guests scheduled so that we can take your phone calls and cover the massive news that is in front of us today. We have reports here. Militant storm Pakistan naval airbase, 5 dead. Pakistan turns to China for naval base and emergency help. China warns U.S. to stop interfering inside Pakistan. Webster Tarpley has a detailed breakdown report at Infowars.com. U.S. and Pakistan near open war, a detailed treatise on that. That is just some of the news on that front. Some of the Chinese dailies are running with the headlines. China asks U.S. to respect Pakistan's sovereignty. But let me just stop right there. Walt Disney World is announcing that when you go on the new Star Wars ride, this is from Mouse Planet, put out by Disney, that there will be a body scanner and the TSA checkpoint when you go in to the facility. And so the children are being taught. When you go to Disney World now for close to a decade, you were forced to hand scan biometrically to get in. The same thing at the Anheuser-Busch-owned SeaWorlds around the country. Of course, 6, 7 years ago, I shot video of myself refusing, and they said, fine, we'll let you in, but you've got to basically pay more. And I then told them I would never come back, and I've not been back. But they don't care. All of these institutions are about social engineering and conditioning you. Now, that said, we have a decision to make. There is no doubt that we have social engineers attempting to turn our entire country and through continuity of agenda, the entire world into an authoritarian, high-tech police state where every basic norm of freedom has been abridged and overturned. Where the government, whenever it wants, sticks its hands down your pants, grabs your genitals, where you are forcibly inoculated. That's all being pushed. Elementary schools all over the country got caught 2 years ago giving flu shots to children, even when the parents said no. It was universally elementary schools because they believed the children were not communicative enough to be able to articulate to their parents what had happened. We first got reports for months of this from listeners who were outraged. Then it came up in local TV stations in California, Alabama, New York, Texas, Florida, Michigan, hitting them and hitting them hard, mainly poor areas where they think the parents don't know their rights. They first beta test it there, then move it out against everyone. This is about government getting in your comfort zones. They're now giving people free driver's license, you know, to pay the registration fee in D.C. if you give them a DNA swab of your cheek tissue. They'll also take blood if you allow them. That was in an executive order in 1994 by Bill Clinton, not implemented until 2010. This is a long-term strategic program. They move forward inch by inch. When they get resistance, they stop or back off a little. As soon as you stop resisting, they move forward again. Now they've gone to a leapfrog mode of leaping with, yeah, 5 years ago we denied we were listening to you without warrants, and Bush got up and gave a press conference. Now we're listening to everything, no warrants. What's you going to do about it? Governors say don't run illegal military checkpoints in Tennessee and other areas. Homeland Security says we'll have 14 different agencies shut down highways and search whoever we want. Shut up, Governor! Now, I have the federal ruling. I have the local news articles. This is so earth-shaking that I really want to get your attention. Now, I know for longtime listeners, this is ancient news, but the point is they're really doing it, and you've got to make a decision. Do you want to be total slaves? 2 years ago, They couldn't pass the carbon tax right when Obama got in. He said the EPA is going to implement it anyways. And they're going to the cities and states and getting them to pass laws to do it. For home inspections and federal / Agenda 21 UN zoning laws for local bureaucrats under federal licensing entering your home repeatedly every year without warrants and putting you under federal zoning, which dwarfs anything ever seen, and they can take your home in 1 week without a court if you don't make the changes they say in 1 week. It is guaranteed to be designed to take old people and poor people's homes, and then after they're done setting up the SWAT team brigades that back up this situation, they're going to go after everybody. I told you they're going to start going after Amish and farmers and ranchers and raw milk sellers and raw cheese sellers. I can go to Whole Foods and buy Amish natural cheese all day long from raw milk. That's going to be shut down. I can get drive out and buy peaches, watermelons, whatever I want. That's all being harassed and shut down. I mean, hell is on us. In Europe, they now are banning across the board headlines, BBC, you name it. But they're reporting like it's a good thing. Hundreds of supplements banned. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12, B6. Boom, they're hitting them. In the U.S., even though there's not a law, they will run into health food stores with guns. They will run into farmers markets with guns, getting people on the ground to act like it's illegal and bad and to scare everybody. They are unleashing hell upon us. This is only the beginning. Now, why am I so upset? Because everything the enemy is doing is public and stated and admitted. And it's a nightmare, and we need to wake up from it and say no. Psychological warfare chiefs are running this. They've written countless white papers admitting it. That's what's so frustrating. It's all public. People ask, how does Alex Jones think he knows all this? How does the things he talk about keep coming true? Because they've written it all down. The Austin Chronicle last week attacked me and said Jones, claims he knows all this stuff, and if it's true, he makes Sherlock Holmes look like a barely competent, what was the term they used, Boy Scout. No, I'm a barely competent Boy Scout. When they tell me what they're going to do, and they're caught, it was in Texas TV stations again yesterday, the high levels of radioactive isotopes being added with the fluoride into the water, and they report it, and it says the cover-up goes all the way to the governor, and nobody gets in trouble. They're murdering us. I know it's bold. I know it's crazy. I know it's hard to believe, but it's real. I read that article yesterday. I'm going to get back to it today, and we'll even play the newscast for you if we have time, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, they're killing us. The stupid cops that serve them, the macho guys that like to hunt men with their machine guns, they don't know they're being killed. The dumb bureaucrats don't know. All the soft public doesn't understand because they hear this show and they can't believe it. You can pull it up. Newspapers 2 years ago repeatedly said Jones is delusional. He says that they're going to have federal security forces at checkpoints everywhere searching you. And who would have even thought sticking hands down pants? I was just going off of the documents that they're going to set up hardened checkpoints on all the highways, checkpoints at the schools, checkpoints in all buildings. You're going to have to swipe a government card to even get to work. Now they've announced it. All the major unions have to get Homeland Security clearance to even be part of the union or have their job. You notice when they finally got the several, 20-something thousand first responders, police, medical workers, finally after myself and others, Luke Radowski, We Are Change, fought for 8-9 years to get medical care for the police, firemen, medical workers, others. Congress, and it's in the law, this is New York Post, Associated Press, if you're a new listener, don't believe this, and I don't blame you, this is crazy. Crazy like a fox, that they have to go through an anti-terror database to get their health care. After the government knowingly lying, saying the air was safe to breathe, you don't need to wear a mask, they knew it was asbestos, the internal EPA reports came out, Christina Todd Whitman was ordered by the Bush White House to lie. After all these major medical institutions came out and said the police and others' lungs are filled with asbestos, they're dying. I've been there with the police officers behind the scenes in the green room before they give a speech, and they're on a breathing machine and coughing up blood into napkins in front of me. And then I've seen articles demonizing them, saying they're making it up and it's a conspiracy theory when it's admitted. We got the funding. And now they have to go through a terrorist database and get Homeland Security authorization. It's going to be like that for everything. This is the beta test. I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago on C-SPAN in a two-hour symposium. I just happened to catch 30 minutes into it. And they laid out how it's going to be total control over everything. Now, they're not rolling out TSA on highways and roads and bus stations. They already have done it in select beta testing areas for at least 9 years. In the last 6 years up until now in other parts. Now, every TSA agent, and they psychologically warfare select them, who likes sticking hands down pants, who likes setting people up, who likes robbing, who enjoys it, who isn't worried about the radiation scanners. They've culled down getting their agents to do more and more to this army that is now going to lead private security forces, Merc forces, in America. This is the complete battle plan you're being given. And they have State Guard, National Guard under TSA command, TSA 3 months ago. Paul Watson wrote articles about it. I'm getting it added to Kurt's article. There's new developments. I'm about to get to them. Just want to give you background. Everything is, you have full spectrum understanding, and I'm only giving you a thimble of it. The spoken word is not even enough. 1,000 pages isn't enough just on this one enemy operation that I have dedicated my life to studying. We must stop them. It's so premeditated and evil. They are training military, State Guard, local police, but now shifting to security guards who are given licensure and letter of mark authority, armed to stick their hands down your pants. They're now announcing malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, city parks. They will walk up, you will line up, and they will grope you and your family. Now, that's getting you ready for the forced inoculations and then them putting you in the back of the paddy wagon. They will drill the paddy wagon roundups for reasons and then release people on the news so that you think it's safe to be put in the wagon. Break it down.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it.
Okay, again, they are training you for total submission, learned helplessness, a prison grid. That's what the public schools are, with the frisks, the drug dogs, the searching of the lockers, the cameras in the bathrooms, the cameras in the school lunchrooms, surveilling what the kids eat and do. Our entire society is being converted, and the RAND Corporation has written the reports back in the late 90s, breaking down how this would be done, how they would federalize local police. We've written articles. We've linked to those at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So 100%, this is a total takeover. But now you don't even need to go check the documents I've posted and written about. You don't have to even believe me anymore, even though I beg of you to go look it up and find out for yourself. There's no more denial. All over the country. This is not the only report that came out over the weekend. By the way, this got such little attention. This was announced weeks ago by the TSA, and I didn't even know about it. But remember, we told you this was coming. And I told you specifically it will be TSA-trained goons directing military, State Guard, private security guards, quote, with TSA certification. Now they give all TSA certified a national security clearance. Now they're little spies. You take somebody who couldn't be a porta potty attendant, you give them a badge on the streets, a gun, and the public is then trained that when this person presents themselves, your wife, your children, we are going to go in your pants and actually grab the genitals. We're going to take your baby's diaper off. This is total prisoner training to get you ready for forced inoculations and for paddy wagons. And they're announcing this to drive around. And if you even talk back, you will be taken in as a person of interest in case you're a terrorist or in case you're a criminal. And then they're going to release these people. And it's going to be like, well, I got picked up, but they released me. So that you're just accustomed. Notice the tasers, admittedly, are killing more and more people. So, Taser ups the power 2 years ago. Now they've upped the power again. And the police described the new shotgun-fired one as so painful you can't even breathe. though you want to scream. And the deaths then mount. They just shot a guy with one of these and he died. They don't care. Now it's argue a little bit about the ticket. You're going to die. They're going to up this until it's not 1 or 2% that die. It's 20, 30%. And the SWAT teams go to the wrong house and kill you. And it's, well, they're great officers. I've seen a new Chicago video of them throwing a man in a wheelchair out. We saw it over the weekend. There was no news about it. But today NBC says, well, the officers say he resisted. Clearly, he just gives them a little back talk in his wheelchair, and they grab him and slam his head, splitting it open to the ground. All the videos of quadriplegics, and they say, I don't believe you're a quadriplegic. I'm going to throw you out. Oh, look at him. They're going to teach that slave for Darren talk back to them. And don't worry, the foreign bankers are going to teach those cops taking their entire pension fund. You think you're the only ones given all this power to rage against the public? Now, look at all the blood he got taught. The cops are telling him, you turn that camera off, slave. Look at all that blood he got taught. You don't talk back. You don't talk back. Land of the free, home of the brave. Now, here it is, TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. A federal judge told them to do it. And you know why? They actually admit, because girls from the school who say they had their breast grabbed at the airport are suing them. And so what's the federal judge say? We'll just come to your school. See, it's about Genghis Khan terror. Oh, you're going to sue us? Honey, we're going to grab your breast at school. And they boldly announce it. But the parents fought back and said they were going to sue, that their kids weren't going to go to the prom. And so they backed off for now. But I did some searching and looking, and guess what? It's already going on in other areas. And that's the next articles I need to get Paul Watson on right now. DrudgeReport.com is top link to us. He has the news article about TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom from Eyewitness News KOB. But then under it, he has our article breaking down the history of it. TSA backs down from prom night grope. Get this article out to everyone so people can understand. Remember Obama in the State of the Union 3 or 4 months ago? He said, don't worry. You don't like the TSA and the scanners? You'll be able to ride on the national trains. And then he laughed, knowing full well they were already rolling it out to take over the trains. And by the way, if they don't like the way you look or talk or act, no judge, no jury, you're not going to get on the trains or the buses or have a job or get health care. It's all being announced now. Monday through Friday. We are here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6 Central, breaking down the foreign banking cartels that own J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of England, evidenced by the bailout money we now learn, the vast majority going overseas. They are militarizing our police. They are trying to break the public's will with conditioning, Pavlovian and operant conditioning, to train us to accept the fact that we are criminals and that government will do whatever they want to our bodies. Federal grants for police to take blood without warrants at checkpoints. Federal grants to take police departments and turn them into paramilitary SWAT teams. Federal grants for surveillance equipment for the police to surveil you without warrants. Threat fusion centers. The military openly, regular Marine Corps, Army, running checkpoints, DUI checkpoints. It's illegal for cops to do it, much less the military. You're under attack, military and police, by the very same globalist system. They want you to be thugs. They want you to be on power trips. They want you to think it's your right to be an authority, to be an official, and not a servant. It's honorable to be a servant of the Republic, a defender of the Republic. It is dishonorable to be a servant of the New World Order and an official, an authority, a slave master minder over your fellow slaves, because you're a slave as well. This system you're helping usher in is the end of our republic. Now, let me break this down. This is a red alert. I know it's old news for our mainline listeners, but Kurt Nemo has added to his article all the articles we wrote in the last 3-4 years, a bunch of them. Earlier this year, the TSA came out with TV ads that they air on government Pentagon channels that are on most cable systems that show TSA at malls, at sports stadiums. They're overseeing it at the Kentucky Derby, at the Super Bowl. They command the military. They command the local police. But under the new system, they will command the private security guards. Talk about a federal power grab. Talk about federal jurisdiction. Federal, not even sworn, not even trained. FBI agents won't stick their hands down your pants randomly because they know that's illegal. They were actually trained a little bit in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Doesn't mean they haven't scientifically tried to abridge it, but they know that. State police know that. Some good state police leaders, even in Texas, the head of the state police came out last year and said, TSA putting their hands down people's pants or on the outside, it's outrageous. Our officers can't do that, and they don't want to do it. This is dangerous. The state of Texas passes the law saying don't do it, and the feds come out and say in a press release, you don't have any stinking right. We'll do what we want. Ladies and gentlemen, of course it's illegal. Of course it's out of control. It's all new. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe Prom, KOB TV Channel 4. Saturday night, a certified TSA official, official, not servant, will be at the Santa Fe High School Prom to oversee student searches. And by the way, when I went to Santa Cruz, I said, all I want is two off-duty cops or a retired detective, because they're asked, what do you want for security? Because, you know, I was going to be speaking to 900 people each night. They had like 800 tickets, but they could add 100 more, so it was 900 each night. And I get there, and they were nice, and it was like I was the president or something. They had like 15 security guards, and I complained, and they said, well, we just have to, because we're TSA certified. And they were trying to grope people outside at my event. And they were not, the point is, because basically they looked into security, and then the port group or the Santa Cruz, you know, entertainment district, they got roller coasters and all. It's really nice there, beautiful. So the security guards that run that area, they were there and they said, oh, yes, we're going to give you security, Mr. Jones. And they weren't going down the pants, but they were frisking people. See, you don't, and it's like, you don't have a choice. If you're going to be at this venue, this is the way it is. I'm like, but I just wanted to get a couple cops. I mean, you're asking what I want for security. That's all we need. And see, New York State is now calling, after the Madoff situation, excuse me, bird of a feather fly together, the Dominique Strauss-Kahn story, for all the maids to wear panic buttons. See, the state must keep you safe. Everyone's a criminal because someone might try something on a maid someday, or because somebody might want to break into your house someday. We've got to have government cameras inside the house. They're calling for that in England. They're calling for that in Houston. It's this idea, but who watches the watchers? It's this tyranny in the name of security. It has nothing to do with it. Now, continuing, TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe Prom. Saturday night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School Prom to oversee student searches. This all comes after two Capitol High School students. Listen to this. This is, oh, you don't like that we grabbed your body parts at the airport? We're coming to your school, honey. Now, listen to this, and they have a link to it. This all comes after two high school students, sisters, filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. There's also another report I have about lawsuits in Santa Fe separately with people, but I got those two confused. This is in the school. So the answer is, oh, you don't like how we have TSA-type training to grab your breasts. That's what they say in the newscast. You don't, and the newscast acts like they're bad that they didn't like this. The newscast sits there with a straight face and reports this like it's a good thing. See, they report bizarre, crazy things. It's like CBS News all over the country sent news packages so the local newsreader reads it, but it's centrally controlled, but it gives it the local look. Studies show you trust local news more. It's most of it federally written by the feds up at CBS Broadcast Center. That came out in 2000. There's a huge CIA Defense Department contract, and that CBS writes the news for three other major news agencies. What was it? NBC, ABC, and one other? And CBS here locally said mercury is good for your child's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury shots help your child's IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't believe me? Later I'll play that clip since you don't believe me, that mercury helps your brain. The government says so. This all comes after two Capitol High School students, sisters, filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. On Friday, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company, ASI, see, private security, to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe prom and high school graduation. Oh, see, they, TSA in the last 9 years has created this new system of certification where you go in the pants, you go between the legs, you grope everyone. Everyone must be searched. They're now announcing they want it at malls, grocery stores, turning them into tattletale prison grids with telescreens saying, watch your neighbors. I mean, this is a completely alien atmosphere being created, of alien to liberty. And so the answer is, oh, we'll have a Fed certified. There's no law that the TSA can do this. They're just saying we have the precept, the Fuhrer precept to do what we want. Just like the John Yoo memo said, the president can do whatever he wants. He can order torture, secret arrest, a suspension of Congress. Did you know under the executive order that Bush signed, in fact, I forget the number. Remind me to look it up during the next break because I know you've got several browsers open right now, but stuff I've already called for. Let me give you the exact headline. It'll be Bush executive order allows president to suspend Congress for any emergency. Any emergency they deem, including economic or any other, at the discretion of the president. So, see, we're under martial law right now. They just don't call it that. And Obama continued that executive order. So they're operating, and that's how they're doing this. So they say, we bring a martial law officer, the National Security Force, just as big and just as strong as our military that Obama called for, that Bush began to set up in earnest. And so now that you have one of these anointed ones, now our private security agency can stick their hands down your 12-year-old daughter's pants. Continuing, on Friday, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company, ASI, to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways security can perform searches. See, now it's a right. Oh, it's your right. We're going to protect your rights by having TSA here. See how it's all upside down. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there is reasonable grounds, and the pat-down should not be used as a first approach for every student. But TSA abridges all of that. KOB Eyewitness 4 talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week, Candace Herrera, said, she grabbed my breast and shook the inner part of my bra and shook it and then picked up the front of my dress to mid-high, and she was patting down my bare legs. Who do you think wants that job? Well, criminology, go take some criminology courses out of the gates. Search the part about those that try to join law enforcement, those that try to get into truancy officers. That's the highest group. Capitol principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-down. So if they say you didn't complain, that's consent. You let the vampire in. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public School says it's happy to comply with the federal court's decision, saying students' safety is a priority. Borders are wide open. Mass murder going on all over southern New Mexico, South Texas, Nevada. Lawlessness, mass graves being found every week. Not a problem. The feds put up signs saying just don't go into these areas of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. They're not safe. We've given it over to Mexico. But, you complain, you file a lawsuit, we'll just send the feds in claiming they can wave a magic wand and now it's okay. They can wave a magic wand and say DU doesn't hurt the troops. They can wave a magic wand and say the dust at Ground Zero is safe to breathe, no mask needed. When it turned out they knew exactly the opposite. They can wave a magic wand and spy on everybody and order all the cell phone manufacturers to spy on you in real time and upload the data to the NSA offices built into every telecommunications hub, as I told you years and years, more than a decade before mainstream media reported that. My point is, I'm not making this up. All I do is study what they're doing. Now, here is the good news, and it's up on drudgereport.com right now. It's also red-linked on infowars.com. Kurt Nemo, last week it was announced that TSA goons would conduct grope downs of students during prom night at Santa Fe High School. The TSA promised to move from airports into New Mexico High School after two girls said security personnel groped them, and a federal judge ruled that TSA should conduct pat-downs at dances and graduations. Oh, you're complaining about the TSA doing groping at the airport? We'll just move into your schools. The judge's ruling indicates the federal government and the TSA believe they should be conducting searches. So see, where are the states saying, well, since when do the feds, just 20 years ago, FBI had to get permission to come into your county or city. They had to go to the police chief or the liaison for permission. Now they run the threat fusion centers. Now they give supplemental pay to the local police and others that are in them. Now they're federal agents. Now they're going to be at your high school sticking their hands down your pants. The judge's ruling indicates the federal government and the TSA believe they should be conducting searches. The TSA has moved from airports to train and bus stations. TSA boss Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano, has said that she envisions, thought it was Mr. Maddow, the agency ultimately groping citizens at malls and hotels. We have a link to that. And they're putting out TV ads showing them in the mall searching you. But don't worry, Disney World makes you do it to go into the new rides, the hot new ride. Don't worry, the new fancy clothiers have the same body scanner. Oh, this happens to be a biometric reader for a perfect fit. As 11 years ago, I first reported on the fact that that's what these companies developed it for. It's a biometric scanner. They're getting your biometric data. So they have got passive, as Wired reported a few months ago, cameras that send out radio waves through your clothes, even if you're wearing a mask or a fake nose. It scans the width and breadth of your chest, does a calculation, your legs, your walk. It can scan the back of your hand and get a 100% mark on it. These systems are already in worldwide. England had them in a decade ago. But they got to get the biometric 360 scan. That's at the airport. That's at the clothier. That's at Disney World. Got that report right here at a Disney World. On Saturday night, however, the TSA did not conduct the searches at the Santa Fe High School as promised. Government searching students is now a well-established practice at public schools. City of Austin tells them stop doing it with the transportation board. Feds say go to Hades. State says stop it. Feds put a press release out saying, you know what? We'll do whatever we want. Santa Fe Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez told KOAT News in Albuquerque that instead of TSA goons with blue latex gloves, the court allowed Santa Fe School to use state police to search students. Everybody's a prisoner. KOAT does not want the media to share the video. We have a link to a YouTube of it. And this was printed before Kurt added all of his new information to the article. Please print me the new one. Thank you. He's beefed up the article. It was just a quick report he got out. Now it's on Drudge. We've added some history to the bottom of it. Okay, let's go ahead and play this newscast. We're analyzing this newscast where they're trying to acclimate everyone. This is an outrageous newscast, exactly what you would expect out of a fallen republic, what you would expect out of a futuristic Soviet Union. Here they are with a straight face saying, why do people mind? It's normal to have your breast grabbed. Here it is.
Tomorrow night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School prom to oversee student searches.
Heather Mills is live in the newsroom with why a federal court ordered the district to make these changes. Heather?
Well, this all comes after two Capitol High School students' sisters filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. Today, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company ASI to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways that security can perform searches. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there is reasonable ground, and that pat-down should not be used as a first approach for every student.
Oh.
We talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week.
She had grabbed my breast and then grabbed the inner part of my bra and shook it, and then she picked up the front of my dress to, like, mid-thigh, and she was patting down my bare leg.
Capitol's principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-downs. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public Schools says it is happy to comply with the federal court's decision,
let's stop there.
Saying student safety.
A, why are federal courts involved in a school? Why are they doing pat-downs at the school? And they're not pat-downs. So you notice they don't even deny that they're grabbing the legs and the breast. It's, well, nobody's complaining. Well, here she is complaining, lady. It's all psychological warfare. Well, I didn't see anybody complain. If you went up to that principal in a park and stuck your hands between her legs or grabbed her breast, you'd spend 5 years in the state pen. But because they're the government, they do this. Total Fourth Amendment violation, training our kids to be slaves. And they say, well, we don't do it in all cases. Remember, at first, not everybody had to take their shoes off. Then everybody did. Then not everybody had to take their jacket off. Only if they asked, now take it off. Not everybody got their laptop searched. Now everybody does. Not everybody had to go through the body scanner. Now TSA says they want everybody to and have a grope. First, it was on the outside of the pants. Now it's on the inside. More. Because if they can stick their hands down your six-year-old daughter's pants, if they can grab Ron Paul's genitals, if they can put their hand into the anus area, that's in the federal filing of Jesse Ventura, then they can do whatever they want to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I intellectually and historically study these issues. Then I bring my passion, my emotion to the floor, because we have emotion and anger to get us out of a lackadaisical position, like a dog asleep on the couch, to this tyranny in a trance, and to get aggressive and angry at being usurped and run over. Saw a quote last week that made a lot of sense by a British philosopher. Forget the name, but he said, passion and anger is always the overall aura of someone who has the moral authority. That's a paraphrase. But the full article is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. TSA backs down from prom night grope. If you won't get mad about a federal government out of control, internationally taken over, rolling out against all of us, sticking their hands down our pants, anytime a crime could ever be committed anywhere, we must put our hands down your pants. We must question you. We must put our hands on you. Oh, one woman claims Dominique Strauss-Kahn tried to grab her now. Now they've backed off the rape. And so now every maid in New York under law, they want a law, they've introduced the law, has to have a panic button because men are all rapists. But when the Mexican mafia is lining up little kids and shooting them in the head with their parents because they didn't pay them the cut, oh, that's politically correct. We like the coyotes because they're helping break down the U.S. Just don't make that a big issue. There won't be any military or police down there to actually stop it. They've been on record ordered to look the other way. Just forget that. It's not about protecting you. It's about a power grab. Now, listen, I haven't even gotten to this. Google has officially changed their algorithm twice this year so far to openly kill alternative media in their own words. Okay, Google with YouTube in Europe and England is now blocking Patriot videos. My videos were blocked from government, quote, free wireless you pay for with taxes. And now videos that show protest of judges. In fact, I'll show you a screenshot of this if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Government orders YouTube to censor protest. I mentioned this last Friday. This is so big. And it says this content is not available in your country to government removal request. Now they're starting this in the U.S. Because, tyranny happens 99% of the time. Crooks get into government. They recruit more crooks. They start getting away with things. And they go, let's go hog wild. But now they have high-tech science. And they go to their psychological warfare experts. And they say, how do we force inoculate them? Well, you start getting the general public who's not criminal and who would be offended by police even asking them questions. You go beyond that. You start taking blood from them. You start putting your hands on them. Then you start going in the pants. This has all been laid out. And you just federalize everything and you just don't care and you keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You take 1 million miles, they push you back 500,000, you still are 500,000 miles on them. Then you go 10 million miles, they push you back 8 million. They're 2.5 million miles on you. Then they go 1 trillion miles. You push them back 900 million. Doesn't matter. Now they're 120 something million on you. They know what they're doing. And it's so diabolical. We have diabolical sickos in control who've written white papers how they're doing it on every subject. I can see what they do and then later get a RAND Corporation document or a UN document. And it's as if I wrote it, but they wrote it from their perspective. I'm in their mind. You can get there too. Study it. Learn about it. Now, Earlier this year, we launched the V for Victory campaign with the flyers and the contests and the videos and tens of millions of views of the thousands of videos you made. I'm going to put the flyer on screen again. Just search V for Victory campaign, Infowars.com. And what's it say? We are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. And it goes on that we will stand against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance. Learn more at Infowars.com. You go to that page and it explains how the TSA is the total police state takeover. Get the V's out there!
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we are back live, and in the interest of time, in case you missed it, I want to play this local newscast about the TSA and the feds in the name of stopping improper grope downs. The real experts in a Santa Fe high school were to be at the prom this Saturday and grope everybody. But that is I don't know. I'm just speechless at this point, but they were forced to back down. But it just shows how, even though I intellectually know all of this is coming and all of this is going to happen, still to watch it begin to unfold is just too incredible. Let's go ahead and go to that Santa Fe newscast. Here it is.
Tomorrow night, a certified TSA official will be at the Santa Fe High School prom to oversee student searches.
Heather Mills is live in the newsroom with why a federal court ordered the district to make these changes. Heather?
Well, this all comes after two Capitol High School students' sisters filed a lawsuit saying they were groped by a security agent at Capitol High School's prom last month. Today, the court ordered Santa Fe Public Schools and the security company ASI to provide at least one TSA-certified person at the Santa Fe High School prom and the Capitol High School graduation. The restraining order also spells out the specific ways that security can perform searches. It says a pat-down is only to be used if there is reasonable ground, and that pat-downs should not be used as a first approach for every student. We talked to one of the sisters suing the district earlier this week.
She had grabbed my breast and then grabbed the inner part of my bra and shook it. And then she picked up the front of my dress to like mid-thigh and she was patting down my bare leg.
Capitol's principal told us she was standing right there when the students were searched and doesn't remember any students complaining about the pat-downs. Meanwhile, Santa Fe Public Schools says it is happy to comply with the federal court's decision, saying student safety is their first priority. Live in the newsroom, Heather Mills, KOB, Eyewitness News 4.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm almost speechless during this break looking at all the news. I'm going to attempt in the next segment to get to some of the other news after I finish up with this whole TSA situation. Just watching my fellow Americans being humiliated like this, watching the exact same systems being rolled out in Europe, Asia, all the areas that have bought into the New World Order, gone with this globalist standardized model. It is so outrageous. And I just want to say thank God for DrudgeReport.com, the fact that they take our articles that break this down, they post them. It is having such a huge effect because Drudge, even the New York Times was forced to admit last week, has a bigger effect setting the news agenda than the New York Times does. And it's been like that for a decade. It's just these people are delusional. And are just now realizing that people don't trust them. I went to a movie a few days ago and at an art house here in Austin and saw a trailer for a new film about the New York Times. I think it's called The Times. And they've got the head of the New York Times at the end of it to a crowd of people, journalists, going, we've got bureaus all over the world. We're bringing you all this news. Do you think folks are going to go to Facebook to get their news? I don't think so. And you know, implying there's no real journalism on the web. No, people know the New York Times is engaged in propaganda, disinformation, and twisting. So they go to Infowars.com, they go to PrisonPlanet.com, they go to DrudgeReport.com to get alternatives to it. And so you imply there's no alternative journalism on the web, just Facebook garbage. That's not true. Citizen reporters are everywhere, and 9 times out of 10, they're more accurate than CIA media like New York Times.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I went into a tailspin last night and today, watching the TSA all over the country roll out at shopping malls, highway checkpoints, announcements that they're going to be at high school proms. Here's the headline out of KOB Television, Channel 4 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. Also, I mentioned the executive order and the accompanying presidential decision directive that created the order. And it was NSPD 51 and the potential for a coup d'etat by national emergency. Well, this has already happened. And that's why John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez said that the president is above the law and he can do things that would be illegal for anybody else to do. And this, of course, was signed back in May 9th, 2007, NSPD 51, National Security Presidential Directive. National Security Presidential Directive 51. This policy establishes national essential functions, prescribes continuity requirements for all executive departments and agencies, and provides guidance for state, local, territorial, and tribal governments and private sector organizations. That's the clergy response teams, the InfraGuard spy teams, and private industry, in order to ensure a comprehensive and integrated national continuity program that will enhance the credibility of our national security posture and enable a more rapid and effective response to any recovery from a national emergency. And it goes on to say any emergency, including economic. And it goes on to say for 6 months in Annex A that Congress can be suspended. The plan shall be submitted to the president for approval not later than 90 days after the date of directive. Oh, I remember the other headline to find it, guys. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can add to the end of it, and then you can actually find the mainstream news articles that deal with it. I believe it was NBC and AP. Homeland Security Committee not allowed to see president's emergency plan. And what was the congressman, there's a YouTube clip of him saying, the head of Homeland Security Department in the House, that's co-equal to the president in the separation of powers, is not allowed to see it. Because the synopsis says that they're a dictator. Now, Obama has continued this and expanded NSPD, National Security Presidential Directive 51. And you can go read the whole thing if you want. In fact, guys, just click through the link on that and print me NSPD 51. Because folks need to understand, how is TSA saying there's no rules, no regulations on us? We can have radiation projecting machines and not have them tested when federal and state law say hospitals, you name it, have to do this. Why can't an FBI agent stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, but TSA can? How can the Fed suddenly be in local jurisdiction at prom night? Because they're operating under War Powers Act. They're operating outside of law, and they admit they are. You notice Obama, ABC News reported Friday. Obama came out to Senator Rand Paul and others in the Senate saying, hey, we've been in Libya for months, U.S. advisors, bombardments. They sunk 8 Libyan warships last week. You're going to need to go to Congress and get, you know, war authorization. That's the Constitution. And Obama said, I don't need that. Really, why'd all the other presidents need it? I have the UN's authorization. And this is about the credibility of the UN, making them the boss. That's a quote in the public letter. President just puts out a letter now. I don't need a stinking Congress. I put a letter out. And then when you get a Republican in, they're going to continue this. When you get a Democrat in, it's always just expanding with this huge power grab. You can search that headline. Homeland Security. Congress not allowed to see Bush emergency plan. Congress not allowed to see continuity of government program. I mean, I've given you the PDD, but I want to go over Congress itself can't see this because the out-of-control criminal executive is bought and paid for by the offshore banks that give the largest percentage of political contributions to the presidential candidates. They own them. They stack their entire administrations with these people. I want to hear from you, the listeners, on this TSA situation. Now saying they're going to be at proms. I mean, whatever happened to states' rights? Here is the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51. And it goes through, catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location, that's in the world, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage or disruption, severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, comma, in law that means new thought, environment, comma, economy, comma, or government functions. Any reason for the environment, economy, you name it. Continuity of government, COG, means a coordinated effort within the federal government's executive branch to ensure the national essential functions continue to perform during a catastrophic emergency. And the government goes under a new emergency every year. That's why they always declare a new federal emergency so they can continue this. This started in 1933 with the War Powers Act, but since then it's been codified, rolled out. Posse Comitatus has been shredded. Ensuring constitutional government, see, this is only the synopsis. Congress, not just the American people, Congress can't see this. E, ensuring constitutional government, or ECG. And then when you read it, it goes on to say that Congress can be suspended and can say nothing. It's amazing. It talks about preserving the national constitutional framework. But then it goes on to say that the president is in control. And then they add to all of this under the 10 FEMA region governor council that Bush started and Obama put into place and executed. And it goes on from there. Wow. Again, I haven't read this in a few years, so I'm going back over it. But go read it for yourself. National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51. If you want to read the whole thing, and this is just the six-page synopsis. I know Watson and Kurt all wrote articles, and so did I at the time, if you want to get a boil down. We've written so many articles, and Google's delisted so much of us trying to keep people from getting our info that we can't even find our articles we wrote on this. But I'm going to have Watson put a blurb out on this to explain this is how this is all happening. All right. By the way, not only are they putting naked body scanners in at all the airports and now announcing you'll get a grope on top of it, but they're announcing they want them at shopping malls and many clothing stores are putting them in, quote, as a aid to get your best tailored outfit by body scanning you. But Mouse Planet, the reports on Disney World, is reporting, buried in this article, Walt Disney World Resort Update. Star Tours Soft opens for sneak previews, and it says that a body scanner will be installed for you to get in, quote, similar to the TSA checkpoint. Isn't that cute? And they make it fun. The robots order you and command you into the TSA body scanners. and G-Series droids boss you around. So we have Imperial droids bossing you around. It's so much fun for the children to learn how to enjoy all of this. You see, they're blurring reality with fiction. Okay, the toll-free number to join us on these issues is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And it's days like these that I had this intention to come in here and talk about psychological warfare, to talk about the social engineering, how they're doing it, what the globalist master plan is. I did a little audio blog this morning driving into work on it that I'm going to get Aaron to post up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then I get in here and go, oh, yeah, I forgot that article about TSA at the prom. We did find the articles. Excellent job. Bush extends 911 national emergency yet again. Peter Del Scott, September 4, 2008. You never hear, the left never talks about Obama continuing it now, though. Obama's H1N1 emergency declaration. It's martial law unfolding. They just condition you to accept it. Curt Nemo. Here's the continuity of government project from the People's Voice. These all break it down. The president, here it is, because I couldn't read the whole six-page document while I was hadn't read it in years. The president shall lead the activities of the federal government for ensuring constitutional government. In order to advise and assist the president in that function, the assistant of the president of the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism is hereby designated as the national coordinator, continuity coordinator. And then it continues in here to say that I'm going to find it during the break where Congress is suspended. It's either 90 days or 6 months. I actually found it earlier reading the document and then looked away and lost it again. But it's just so hard to even keep track of all this information. But my point is that they're rolling this out. That's how the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 was cited when the governor of Tennessee said, you can't have army checkpoints shut down highways without my permission. They said, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Homeland Security Act, shut up. I mean, how is the TSA now coming to the prom to grope your daughters and sons? Because they do what they want. All right, what I'm going to do is just take calls. And then I've got all this other news, codified article on Dr. Corsi coming out saying Donald Trump contacted him months ago and he thinks Trump basically is a ringer for the White House and the birth certificate, a bunch of other news coming up. Let's do this. Let's go to your phone calls for the next 40 minutes or so. Then I'll get into all the other economic, police state, Google, YouTube censorship news, the incredible announcements dealing with more radiation in Texas and other states, drinking water by KHOU, reporting there's a government cover-up that includes knowledge of high-level politicians all the way up to the governor. That's a quote from the Texas TV station. It's all coming up. But right now, taking your phone calls, if you just joined us, the TSA federal judges are now coming out saying we want them at high schools. We want them at the prom. There is no escape from the long arm of the out-of-control, defunct, insane, power-mad federal government out of its jurisdiction, light years outside of its purview. Perry, Tim, Julio, Scott, Tony, others, you're up next. Perry, welcome.
Yes, how you doing, Alex? It's great to be on here, and it's an honor to have the information that you've bestowed upon us. Just to let you know, I want to thank you for that.
Well, I've not bestowed anything. Let's just be clear, and I appreciate it. This is all public. That's what's so frustrating.
Well, my first question about it being so public is I've noticed that it's going after the younger age group, and the only question I have is how do we get a hold of the younger age group to make them more aware of this grid that's going on to imprison themselves with them not being able to understand how it's being put into place?
Well, we, without even trying to target the youth with a message of liberty, This information, Infowars.com, is huge in public schools and private schools all over the country. And many of the young people write articles in their history classes, in their English classes, on the New World Order. A lot of school papers, I see them every few days, college and high school, write articles just about our work because I have, you know, the NSA Google alerts, so I get sent literally hundreds of articles, no exaggeration, hundreds of blogs, but then dozens of mainstream news articles all over the world every day. With the youth, we're even bigger in Eastern Europe because just 20 years ago, they were going under tyranny, so they recognize what we're going into. We're huge in Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, Romania, wealthy areas of Europe, Western Europe, Germany, Switzerland, the Swiss really are anti-New World Order. I've got a report on that today. You know, anti-globalism spreads in Switzerland. The young people love the military. Well, yeah, because they all have guns. Citizens by law have to have guns. And you know, Swiss refused to give up their guns. Swiss refused to put in naked body scanners. The Japanese youth love the broadcast. American youth, if we can reach them, absolutely know what's going on. And so we are reaching them, Perry. Just don't expect the New World Order to tell you about our victories.
Exactly. And one last comment, V for victory. In Kentucky, we are going strong. So keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep promoting the information.
Thank you, sir. When you go to our V for Victory page with the thousands of videos that we linked to that listeners made exposing the police state, when you read why we did it back in January, launched the operation, or was it February? I forget now. We did this because the TSA was rolling out with contest for TV ads made by citizens, and the contest winners then get them aired and put online, which has now happened. And the TSA also rolled out its own ads showing checkpoints at malls, sports stadiums. We have those linked in Kurt Nimmo's article that's up at DrudgeReport.com, also up at Infowars.com. For folks that want to read that article, it's TSA backs down from prom night grope. We said there, we're doing this because they're now going to roll out their offensive for TSA on the streets. And TSA is the martial law force to command and certify the private security guards, your local police. They are the addled, untrained idiots that will violate the Constitution, Bill of Rights wholesale, and stick their hands down one-year-old baby's diapers. So they'll follow any order. They'll sit there and roast in radiation scanners with the back scatter all day. They've built the force that will do it by firing and culling people that wouldn't for years. And so that's why we launched the V for Victory campaign. And here's what our simple original poster, people adapted it and added to it and made it much better, says. We are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance. Learn more at Infowars.com. You are the resistance. Okay, and all sorts of newscasts, local TV, papers picked up on this. So we've got to keep telling folks, TSA's coming to your town. TSA's coming.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment for everybody that's patiently holding. Also, remember this transmission is listener supported. Please remember we have the online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel online shopping cart. And we're coming out now every week or two with new designer t-shirts. And we have two new Fluoride is Poison shirts. The blue one is my favorite. And it says there is poison in the tap water with a water droplet with a skull in it. Infowars.com. And then you click on the back of the shirt and it has some basic factoids on it for people about how it's an industrial waste. linked to lower IQ, cancer, brain damage, the active ingredient in many pesticides, more toxic than lead, and it says fluoride is. And then Infowars.com beside it. And you get this shirt, and believe me, I've worn mine in public, and I'm going to wear it here on air. People are like, what is that about? I'm like, you didn't know? Let me show you with my little iPhone. I'm going to type in rat poison fluoride, and it's all these photos of rat poison boxes with it saying sodium fluoride. And I'll say, that's what they put in your water. It takes me about a minute. And the person's like, whoa. And I do that with everybody. If I'm out at a movie theater in line and somebody asks, what's that shirt about? I tell them. And I do it at a base level because I am loving. I do care. But love is about self-preservation. It's an instinct to help others because you want them to help you. You see a human tribe, a people you care about. And I don't like the snickering globalist control freaks and their White House science czar memos and their Bertrand Russell memos and their Julian Huxley memos at the UN at UNESCO. And all the countless documents we put in Endgame and other films on eugenics where they admit they put it in the water because it reduces fertility, but not 100%. It just overall reduces it. And it's cumulative. It builds up. Sevenfold increase in cancer. Don't believe me? Just search fluoride, fluoridation of water, sevenfold increase in cancer. That'll be for boys. Girls, it's three times. Any doctor will tell you, any MD, that women are tougher than men, body-wise, because they've got to go through childbirth. There are many drugs and chemicals that will pass a male's blood-brain barrier that will not pass a female blood-brain barrier. Women are tougher than nails. Don't believe me? Ask your doctor. It's well known. That's why women, on average, what live 6 years longer than men. Tougher than nails. But still, women, you like a threefold increase in cancer? Knock yourselves out. Massively reduces IQ, especially in developing fetuses. Devastating in children. All right, I'm already ranting going into fluoride. The point is, get the shirt, Infowars.com. Get the books, the videos, Ventura's new book, Mark Dice's excellent Big Brother Police State Breakdown. The Where's the Birth Certificate book, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Also, support our local AM and FM affiliates. Stations turn us on. 6 months later, they say, not only are we getting higher ratings, people just mail us money. People come and sponsor us just because your show's on. That's right, and that's why bigger and bigger marquee stations are starting to turn us on. We are having a huge effect because you, the listeners, understand the value of this info. Support those local AM and FMs. That is one of our most powerful tools. All right, I'm ranting now. Finally, with sponsors, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com with the unfolding breakdown of the economy with the food bubble, prices increasing. It's all over the news. Now is a better time than ever to get high-quality storable foods. They got gourmet lines. They've got basic lines. They've got it all. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And they've got a deal running for the next few weeks. Buy three of any of their packages and get the fourth free of a same or lesser value. So that's all available at eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find those specials. Okay, I'm done ranting, but we got to fill up our gas tanks here, our energy tanks, and you certainly are doing a good job of that, listeners, and that's why we're getting ready to fire up the new TV show and are firing up the new studio, as you've seen productions in there, and hiring more video editors and more IT people, and we are to the moon without a rocket, thanks to you. But we should be. I mean, everything we've talked about is unfolding. But the point is, we've got a chance to beat these globalists. That's what's so frustrating. They're easy to beat if you believe in the power you have and stand up and take action. I mean, holy mackerel, folks. We have the key here to have fluoride removed everywhere in the world. But the globalists are masters at hiding in plain view. They, as Dr. Conant said 6 months ago in studio and 3 months ago in studio and last week in studio, the big Achilles heel is the radioactive isotopes that are mined in the sodium fluoride fertilizer mines. That by law, they can't put this on food crops. They can put sodium fluoride on it. They use it as a pesticide. But they can't put the byproducts, which are hundreds of different deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes, on the crops. So instead of having to store the toxic waste, they dump it in your water and make you taxpayers pay for it. And so everybody's running around in Texas and other states now that people inside government know about this because our show, it was admitted in Minnesota and Texas 8 years ago, then 3 years ago in lawsuits in Minnesota were first and in Texas. And we contacted the people that sued and won. And they were listeners of the show. And they said, yeah, I heard your show. We've had them on with their lawyers. I heard your show. And I heard you say they take baby's blood at birth and put it in a DNA database. And I didn't believe it. So I said, don't take my baby's blood at the hospital. And they said, oh, it's the law, which it isn't. And they, no, you're not going to. Well, it's a mandate. They call the doctor in. The health department demands this. Then the family finds out it's a federal grant. They let them take the blood. Then they do lawsuits and got the documents in Minnesota and then Texas. How it goes to a Pentagon database. Started in 1972. Is that 39 years ago? Is it 40? Yeah, it's 39 years ago. 38 years ago. Point is, and all over Europe and Australia, New Zealand, globally. See, we already have a global scientific dictatorship of standardization. There it is. DHHS turned over hundreds of DNA samples to feds. Hundreds. Gotta love the Texas Tribune whitewash. All children born in hospitals since this went in the early 70s, from Australia to Germany to the U.S. to Canada, have their blood taken to be put in. Here in the U.S., it's stored in San Antonio for this region, but the samples are then categorized and sent to the Cold Springs Harbor IBM DNA weapon database. Also, you may have heard of Cold Springs Harbor. That's the U.S. head office, formerly the U.S. head eugenics records office. That advised Adolf Alois Hitler. Oh, don't believe me? Just go look it up. Here it is. Texas government knowingly covered up radioactive drinking water, KHOU News. It's a conspiracy at the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, of the highest order. The documents have indicated the management of this commission is a massive cover-up, said Tom Smith of consumer advocacy group Public Citizen. The cover-up reportedly includes the knowledge of high-level politicians all the way up to the governor. And you watch the newscast, it's balanced. It shouldn't be. I mean, do you have balanced stuff like a newscast? Well, maybe Mao's good killing 60-plus million. No, he's evil. He's wrong. He admittedly did it. This came out last year. We already knew about it, of course, but the point is, hiding in plain view, that whistleblowers blew the whistle in Texas. I'm here to tell you it's all 50 states and every industrialized country. You can pull it up in your area. Go look at what's in the full ingredients. They'll tell you it's classified, but you can do 4 years in your town and find out exactly who you're buying it from. A lot of it comes from China. And there are over 350 chemicals allowed. Generally, it's around 150. That's what's in there. We've put screenshots, photos that cities have inadvertently released like idiots not knowing what they're doing. Of like, here's the fluoride. It's good for you, kids, and field trips. People blow up the side packaging and read the hundreds of deadly arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, strontium, cesium. What's the big one? Radium from the radon gas deposits. I mean, it's lavishing in there. But see, people say, I don't want fluoride. Then you have an argument about is fluoride deadly or not. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, why not beat them? Why not sweep them aside? Why not march into your city council and say, listen, smiley face scum? I see people go down to the city council here in Austin, and they're nice to them. When top doctors fly here, and toxicologist and chemist and present them facts, and the city council laughs. I see it all over the country. Listen, they're not respecting you. Don't respect them. Oh, sir, your graciousness, please listen to me. Listen, criminal, you're hitting me with chemical weapons. Get it out of my water. I'm suing you personally. Stop licking their boots. Stop crouching down and licking their hand that feeds us poison. They wear an aura of con artists. Have you ever studied con artists? Have you ever studied criminology? Country clubs are the worst because you've got these middle class or wealthy people, and you've got always the good looking playboy comes into town, rents the big house in the neighborhood, playing golf with everybody. Oh, yeah, I'm a Rockefeller. I'm a Rothschild. I'm British Royal. And real sweet to all the little old ladies and becomes their friend. And those old ladies will take every dime of their husband's money. They'll threaten to leave their husband if they don't give every dime to him. It's called confidence game. These are con men. And they've got us all under a giant con. Same thing with the government. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down your pants for your security, but the border's wide open. And in every case, the government's getting the underwear bombers and people on the plane and protecting them, and they're drugged out of their minds. Yeah, I'm going to laugh at you that you brought in all these doctors from all over the country to tell us the fluoride's deadly and give us the Fed's own reports. I'm just going to laugh at you. I'm the mayor of Austin. I'm the mayor of all these different cities. I'm just going to laugh. Your science doesn't matter. I'm going to sit up here in a confidence game and not even take you seriously. Well, good then. You and your family are being assaulted in every city where they put this in the water. Let me tell you again. The media is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, and I'm here day after day. Maybe I should get on the phone to KHOU and all. I mean, it's been on scores of stations. You type in radioactive isotopes, radioactive drinking water, Texas, literally every TV station in the state's covered it, but they're all like, nobody knows why it's in the municipal water and not in the aquifer. The jeepers creepers, we tested the city's water right out of the aquifer, and there's not radioactive isotopes. We don't know where they're coming from, why it's in the drinking water. Where is it getting in? It's in the stinking bag. That's why I go insane. They're adding it. It's admitted. Get it out of my water, scum. Stop smiling. Stop giggling, scumbag. It's not funny. You may think you're part of the winning team and decide to make jokes about you and your family being poisoned. You know the idiot city council in your town and my town just thinks it's all a joke because they're uninformed moron scum. All right, I'm sorry. I know. It would be normal for me to not care if they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water and lead and mercury and arsenic and everything else you can imagine under the sun, hundreds and hundreds of them. It would be normal if I just shut up and took it. I know, but I'm not normal, folks. When people assault me, I'm not normal. If I was sitting outside at a cafe and somebody walked over and punched me in the nose, they better hope they knock me out, folks, because I'm going to attack them. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not a tough guy. But you punch my button, buddy, you're going to have a psychotic gorilla attacking you, okay? Just get ready. You may be a bigger psychotic gorilla than me, but you're about to get assaulted. And I mean blackout assaulted. See, I'm crazy, folks. I'm red-blooded like my ancestors 10,000 years ago. Okay? I'm nothing special. I'm a man. That's it. That's all I am. You understand that? And when I get assaulted, and when the globalists are attacking me and my family, I show my teeth. You know why I show my teeth? Because when that testosterone and that endorphin flows, I intellectually analyze the attack coldly. Then I get up here, and I beat my chest, and I tell folks, we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. Why do wolves, before they get in a fight with a grizzly bear, run around in circles and even bite at each other and start snarling? They're getting each other fired up. They're getting their juices flowing. All human cultures do the same thing. Why do you think a gorilla, before it gets in a fight with another gorilla, when some hyenas come in to try to eat its baby, why do you think it and hits itself really hard? It's getting ready. That's normal. That's red-blooded. You understand? I mean, can you at least be as good as a gorilla or a wolf when you're under threat, when you're being attacked? Can you get some red blood going? They're assaulting us. They're tasering us to death. They're training us to be prisoners. They're sticking their hands down our pants. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Find your red blood. Find your humanity. Learn to recognize it. Don't be a domesticated, drugged out idiot. Tim in California, Julio, Scott, Tony, Joe. Go. You're on the air, Tim. Go ahead. Go! Yes! Blah!
How's it going, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes!
All right, man. I'm red-blooded just like you, dude. And I try and tell people all this stuff that you tell me, and they discredit me because of my young age. And
they're servile scum! Move on! Move on from those jellyfish!
I don't understand how many rights we have to lose in the name of national security for people to actually stand up and realize that this is going on, you know?
Look, this is all classism. This is classism. I'm sorry. Go ahead, and I'll answer this type of classism that most folks don't think about. Go ahead.
My question for you is, when will we start taking action, man? I mean, every day I look on the news and I see problems in the Middle East and our rights being taken away and the people being suppressed. The only answer to this is revolution. And I know you don't promote the violence, but it's going to get to the point. And the problem is, when it gets to that point, it's going to be too late for these people that don't see it.
Well, I think it's wrong to be angry at people that put poison in your water and murder children. I mean, it's wrong to even talk about defending yourself. You're some type of extremist, Tim.
And my point exactly, the society makes it seem like it's wrong.
I know there's cops driving along in their car laughing right now, those that haven't checked into what I'm saying. Hey, look, they are putting radioactive isotopes that are going to kill you deader than a hammer in your water, Jack. You may think it's funny, boy, but I'm your friend here warning you. You think you want to be a warrior to defend humanity? Why don't you wake up and break your conditioning? Because the first part of being a warrior is having your head screwed on straight and not buying propaganda.
That too, and the cops, as far as the cops go, on the side of their cars it says protect and serve. I wonder who they protect and serve, because when it comes down to it, all it seems like they're trying to do is feed me. They're not protecting and serving the people, they're protecting and serving the government.
Position the cops where they say government's bankrupt, you got to raise more money or you're going to lose your job. So the cop goes out and does it. And that's an artificial situation where they do the austerity cuts. And, of course, it never fixes anything. They're just always lying, telling them we've got to do more. It's all part of psychology. Tim, good to hear from you. I want to break down this whole statement about you're young, you can't have a view. And then you're 30. Well, you still can't have a view. And then, well, I'm retired. I don't care about what's happening in the world. They've designed all this to take our basic humanity away. You know, I've studied police. And I talk about police a lot because that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where tyranny is going to visit us from. And the way they're phasing out regular warrant service to begin with the goon squads, they kill more and more innocent people. More people die all the time from tasers, so they up the power of them and laugh about it. The way cops take this guy in Chicago in his wheelchair that just talks back a little to their lordship and slam his head in the ground and jump all on top of him. And then NBC says, well, he fell out of his wheelchair. They clearly grab him, slam. I mean, they lie to us in plain view. I mean, why don't you just say, we want to intimidate you. If you talk back, we're going to take you out of a wheelchair and slam your head in the ground. No, they have to play this psychological warfare game of, you like the uranium in your water? Oh, you like us slamming your head in the ground. Cops, they took the veterans' death benefits 11 years ago. It just came out last year. They're already announcing they're going to take your pension funds, all or part of them. They'll start with part and take all. And are you going to like their doublespeak then when they talk to you like you talk to us? Or if you get angry, the SWAT team's coming? Is there any level of idiotic injustice you won't put up with? I'm going to go to Julio, Scott, Joel. There's no guests today. I'm just ranting. Bunch of news coming up. James, Chris, we're going to get to everybody. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But it's game over. Sticking the hands down the pants at the school prom, the TSA, is beyond ridiculous. The government knowingly mining radioactive isotopes and putting it in our water at high levels. I know that sounds insane if you're a new listener. I'm not the one doing it. I'm not the crazy man because I'm angry about it. Something's wrong with you if you're not angry. And now Google and YouTube are starting to censor alternative news and admitting they're doing it. I've got articles on that. I mean, these people mean business. This is a horrible road we're going down. Every other country goes through it, and the cops always get entitled and get all hyped up into what they're doing and tend to take the bait. If you go along with this, it's over. And let me tell you, you're not going to like the process with the American people. You're just going to have to find out, probably. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, oh man, this is crazy times we're living in, brother. Love your spirit as always.
Julio, I'm genuinely freaked out. I want out of this. I want it to stop. Can you imagine being me? The only reason they haven't gone after me is because I'm so prominent. But it's a catch-22 as I get more and more prominent. They'll probably have to. You understand how dangerous this is. It's not fun. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I understand. I know I'm pressed because I'm because the top of the hour break's coming up, but this is really important, Alex. My university, I just graduated from Western Illinois University in Macomb, Illinois, literally are training the next black shirts, brown shirts, whatever you like to call it. We had a block party a couple of weeks ago.
Now, they used sound cannons, tasers, beanbags for no reason and attacked you as a beta test. Unbelievably chilling video like out of Tiananmen Square.
Quickly, Alex, we have a Homeland Security Training Academy at my university.
No, they're all getting them. No, they're all getting them. That's the new economy. That's what you get scholarships for. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
It's absurd, and I want to give you a false flag update for you because I think Chicago...
No, stay there. I'll hold you over. Tell folks about what happened at the university.
All right, we had a block party, and, you know, just like the G20 in Pittsburgh and Toronto, officers literally let some punks tear down a stop sign, and they brought out a sound cannon LRAD weapon. They brought out riot officers literally going on the people's front lawns and macing them in the face.
And by the way, they've been caught over and over again hiring those people. We caught them at G20 in Pittsburgh. The folks that made this new film, Into the Fire, at InfoWars.com, they caught them there. It's on record, and then they beta tested, and I guarantee you, from what I read, they had the SWAT teams around the corner, whole thing ready, then they have the provocateur, then they green light, because they're getting ready to take everybody's bank accounts, and they got to have the cops beta tested and like our blood.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to apologize for getting angry earlier. It's wrong to get upset about government knowingly putting deadly poison, radioactive isotopes, and lead mercury in the water to degenerate us and dumb us down and poison us and destroy our fertility. It's wrong to get upset. I think it's normal what's happening. TSA under federal judge announcing they want to be in school proms now, sticking their hands down your daughter and son's pants. That's completely normal, and I apologize for saying that's wrong. I think it's great. Julio, go ahead and finish up the point you wanted to make.
Yeah, these officers, like you mentioned, I knew about the riot officers coming to my school a week beforehand, and these kids who brought down the stop sign were law enforcement students and an ROTC student, and these punks just let these idiots tear down the stop sign.
No, they're not idiots. They work for them, and they're setting up liaisons with the threat fusion centers and the colleges to hire the provocateurs, and I did see that in the press. We should do a whole report on that. I know Gary Franchi did an excellent one, but yeah, ROTC and part of the law enforcement school, of course, that's how they... It's fun for them. They were caught in Seattle. They were caught a few years ago in Canada at the North American Union meeting. On record, the media had to admit, yeah, it's true. The cops dressed up like anarchists and attacked other cops so they could then attack old ladies and people with strollers. I mean, these cops are so evil. They know the government ships in the drugs. They catch you with it. They take you to prison. They know it's provocateur. It's winning because we're the enemy. I mean, look, that's one step away from cops planting bombs to blame it on us. Do you understand, Julio, how evil this is?
Oh, I mean, it's for our safety, Alex. They have to do this because, we could be domestic terrorists. But if you're going to do a report on this, Alex, I have more videos that I have yet to release. I would love to help you on this video because we need to get the word out.
That's right, I forgot. You're with Chicago We Are Change, aren't you? You're the guy that ended up releasing that video that went around the world.
Yeah, I tried to, at least. But, Alex, really quick, I could stay on hold. I can give you my information, but I want to give you a false flag news because I believe July 4th, 2011, we could have a false flag attack. This was from Chicago Breaking News. This was from May 10th, 13 days ago. U.S. gives UIC, that's University of Illinois at Chicago, $14 million for bio-warfare counter-agents. The Department of Justice just gave UIC a grant to create... To create some antibiotics to fight anthrax and a bunch of plague diseases.
Yeah, and who launched the anthrax attack? It's admittedly U.S. government strain, not who they said. Of course it was. And I predicted that would happen a month before it did on the day of 9/11 because I know how they operate. I can see the preconditioning. And yes, they use these drills as the cover to run real terror attacks. So if they get caught, they say it was part of the drill.
Alex, I could stay on hold if I can, you know, talk to whoever to get more of this information out there and what happened to us. Alex, literally, they had LRAD sound cannon weapons pointed at apartment complexes, man. My ears are damaged because of what these...
Look, you're not listening. Listen, I agree. At G20, we have video of police dogs biting 70-something-year-old women coming out of stores with clothing bags, and the cop says, get off the street. This was citywide, and the women go, we're shopping, and he just lets the dog go. And it's about, we'll stick our hands down your pants, we'll attack old women, it's about training us, and then they could find no one resisting them. The city of Pittsburgh rolled over to total evil. They had private security goons doing snatch and grabs on video, so they went to the university to college students out at 8 o'clock at night, eating hamburgers at the university park, and they said leave, and the kids obeyed the evil, and they tried to leave, and the cops kettled them, attacked them. Some ran into dorms. They entered the dorms and billy clubbed young women in the head with pleasure, with blood splattering, because it's about routing us. It's about destroying America. It's about assaulting the Republic. It's about baptizing the police, MJTF from all over the country, in pure evil. And then my reporter was on the hilltop videotaping it, and the cops came up and said, get on your knees. And then they took him, and they saw people getting off at the military base where the police were, with bags on their heads, and cops with crazed eyes, Rob Dew described it, just seething with evil, just getting off on it, screaming at them, you dare protest in America.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is very sad to have to indict the police and the military to a certain extent. But I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've been to the real events. My crew has been to the events. I've been sent video from all over the country. And they'll openly, the police will openly now break a few things, set some fires, or get the local ROTC students to do it. And then they attack the general crowd. And we caught them doing it at the G20. And then we had the police come after my guys and tell them, we hear you're trying to attack a military base. And my guys are like, what? Because we tried to call the military base where they were dispatching the military from to try to interview the public information officer. You now have the police coming saying we were planning to bomb it. See, in America, you don't go talk to these people. You're a terrorist. They're trained you're one. Meanwhile, it's their bosses carrying out the terror attacks. And the low-level police think it's funny to start fights, to burn things, to knock things over, and then blame it on us. And, oh, look, you're a terrorist. Now we can fire rubber bullets at you. Like that girl coming out of the Red Sox game, walks out of a bar, about to graduate college, cop shoots her 5 feet away with a rubber bullet, goes in her brain, she dies. The cop said, well, officer did a good job. Shouldn't have been on the streets after the game. We said, go home. Well, and I've got the G20 footage. You can just pull up G20 Pittsburgh, police dog attacks old women. And she's old women coming out of a store with bags. And they would drive around with LRADs in neighborhoods, kids playing football out front and hit them with sound cannons. And then when everybody cowered in fear, they said, where can we find? They said, 5 miles away, there's college students out at the college park. And they said, let's hit them and hit them hard. And they hit them hard, and our guys were there. And when they said, get out of the park, they tried to leave, and they blocked them in and said, you don't understand. We're getting ready to take America down. We work for offshore banks that have robbed the entire country blind, and we're going to hurt you bad. And we've got women on bicycles trying to get away, and the cops just wait till they drive by with that billy club, and they just knock those people's daughter off that bike, and they just get down over her and just start beating her head. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. And they ran in fear and got to the dorms, and the cops said, nothing's going to stop us from tasting your blood. And they went into those dorms, and they just broke their heads in. And then they took him, and Rob Dune and also Luke Radowski got arrested. And they described as these cops in black uniforms with the U.S. Army just going, get you over there right now. And just looking at them like they were all child murderers. Just, yeah. I mean, that's all it is just a dominant roar of hardcore psychopaths. It's ours! The country's ours! Yeah. Meanwhile, the cops are going to have their pension funds cut. That's already being done. The military 11 years ago, Bloomberg AP report, secret deal signed with the VA to take all benefits from World War II vets through current vets. They take money out of your check if you sign off to put it in life insurance. When you die, you don't get it. But it doesn't matter. You get to dress up in a black uniform and beat girls up. And now at the universities everywhere, the main government funding is for these Homeland Security schools, and it's how to be spies and how to tattletale and how to data mine. And that's the new jobs. That's what America is. And then the Homeland Security, which works for the military-industrial complex, they take over what's left of the economy. All right, let's go to your calls quickly now. You know that means very slowly. Scott in Illinois, you're on the air, then Joel, James, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. You're a modern-day Paul Revere.
Paul Revere was a traitor. Those redcoats were law enforcement agents. So what if they were taking guns and burning houses down? He should have liked them. They were law enforcement. They're, you know, in Mexico, when the Mexican police murder families, it's okay because they're cops. Okay, in Germany, people, you know, I think that Nazi Germany was bad, but according to the mindset today, those were police officers that were killing people, and so they were doing their job, just following orders. I'm sorry, go ahead, Scott.
Well, I'd like to say I have to agree with the last caller that there's a red flag going to happen in Chicago here. I called you a few weeks ago and said that I've been seeing a lot of FEMA Fusion prisoner cars. And no, these aren't the cars.
Scott, Rahm is going to teach you to love him. Just like the White House memos say, terror attacks are great. They get to grandstand and promise they're going to protect you. He's going to teach you to love him.
That was part of what I was going to say.
You know, his daddy was the head of the ear gun. Who admittedly, that's how they drove the British and the Palestinians out, was bombing. What's wrong with an ear gun commander? And I mean, what's wrong with that? Don't you trust the ear gun commander?
Well, wasn't it especially blowing up hotels?
Yeah, that was daddy's specialty. And when we went to the Gulf War, Rami went and joined the Israeli military. But look, just trust the ear gun. They're going to take good care of you.
Well, and Silverstein owns the Willis Center now, too, so we'll have to, you know, think about that.
Yeah, that was the Sears Tower, but everything's fine.
Here's something to toss around, Alex. Maybe on a Friday when you have open lines, you can have police officers and military and people in the know that know things we're not supposed to know about coming down. Maybe call in and give some inside information so the New World Order can know that their stuff isn't really in secrecy.
Well, that's a great point, Scott, but let me point this out. State police, federal marshals, FBI, we've gotten the training manuals, the training videos, we put them out. Everything they're doing is already public. It's just not in the sunlight. And everything they're doing is manifest. The real intelligence isn't even picked up out of documents mainly, because documents are normally internal propaganda. It's the physical manifestation. That's how you really understand the intelligence. And they think we're so dumb, they don't even do fake drills. That is, drills like putting out fake army tanks to confuse the enemy. They don't even do that level of propaganda. So almost everything they do that's under the radar is a total manifestation of their program. And, I mean, they didn't lie 8 years, 9 years ago about the plan to have TSA in the grocery stores and malls and high schools. They said they were going to do this. But, yes, it is good to hear from police and military, mainly to hear if they're starting to wake up, and a lot of them are. Anything else Scott?
Yeah, it's kind of irritating to watch people watch what's happening in these foreign countries as our government goes in a sovereign nation and kills sovereign citizens, and they're told to do nothing to stop what we're doing to them. And it's happening in this country. They're kicking doors and saying don't resist. And the people are just way too asleep in this country.
Well, look, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, they knew that it meant total depression, total destruction of the economy. And as they position us into deeper depression, they'll always pose as the savior, saying, do what we say and we'll make the economy better. And we've just got to have an awakening that crooks have taken over the government. There are a lot of high-level people, mid-level and low-level in government who are good people. They don't like what's happening. And that's the big reason that I'm still on air, is that the globalists aren't all powerful. They put out narratives or stories and try to get us to buy into them. But when we don't buy into their stories, when we resist them, mean, look, we've got 20-plus states passing or on the verge of passing laws against the TSA groping and the scanners. We're going to win. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Scott. James just hung up. He was next. But let's go to Joel in Florida, then Chris and Kelly. Go ahead, Joel.
Good day, Alex. Long-time listener, Marine Corps veteran here. I'm calling you today to urge your listeners to pick up the phones because Senate just reconvened, and they are going to be voting on S-1038, Patriot Act extension bill. Tell them to shoot this down and stop the Patriot Act. It is heinous, and it is.
But if we don't, the terrorists will get us. Oh, but who are the terrorists? Well, it's the same folks that want the bill.
According to my local police, I'm a terrorist. You know, I've been harassed and had property stolen and everything else because I speak out on a different internet radio show as well. But, you know, there's a chance here that we can put some pressure on these senators, tell them they're going to be fired and whatever you have to do, tell them to filibuster it. We can stop this Patriot Act from being extended any further today. So
good job. I appreciate your call, Joel. Rand Paul's doing what he said he'd do. He's in there really trying to cut, really trying to get us out of the Federal Reserve. He's saying you need to get war powers to be in Libya. Obama is saying no, he doesn't need that, but it's forcing Obama out in the open. Great point, Joel. Absolutely no Patriot Act extension, which they just admitted last week is used thousands and thousands of times a year in non-terror-related cases. Well, of course it is, including sneaking peeks where they sneak in your house and never tell you they were there. That's done to plant stuff on you. And so if they get caught, well, I was allowed to. I mean, it's a criminal government. Folks, it's real simple. It's like when your kid comes down with the flu. It happens. Well, countries come down with tyranny. We've got it. And they're... Oh, man. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, Alex, a new angle for attacking the water fluoridation issue I just did some research on, and I've come to find out it's against the Nuremberg Principles, the Hague Convention, the Geneva Conventions, that the water fluoridation or toxifying the water with this industrial slag committed under the guise of fluoridation, or even grossly overcharging for the water as the privatized water occurs.
Now, it's one of the first stages of genocide under the International Convention, is to manipulate essential items like water and energy. To forcibly medicate is one of the high crimes under the Nuremberg Convention.
Yes, the ban on employing poison or poisoning weapons, the ban on employing or the prohibition on destroying objects indispensable to the survival of the civilian population. And these references you can find on a document, just do a web search for war crimes against humanity, reflections on the legal regime of water during armed conflicts. I just posted on your Facebook page with your full name. And this is something that I think that the commissioners, when you do speak angrily at them, they will get upset. In my own experience, pointing out the fact that when they invite people like myself and a friend to have a private meeting with a certain commissioner, Susan LaFalla, here in Pinellas County. I know I told you about this over a year ago and didn't tell you in great detail. You didn't have the time, but, letting her know that if she's going to invite...
We'll be right back. I was just thinking during the break, psychoanalyzing my own mindset of why I get so angry, because I'm totally calm when I'm researching at home or at work, focused, and then I get on air and I have all this news in front of me and I get angry because these crooks are doing all of this to us. I know exactly what they're doing. I understand their psychological warfare operation. Their tyranny is not debatable. It's out in the open, and it's getting worse. And then I realize why I get really mad. Because I don't like having to risk my life to go up against these people, my name, my treasure. These are dangerous crooks. But that's what our ancestors always had to do. The level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. If you give in to corruption, no matter how they package it, it's over. Things only get worse. And we've got to turn the tide against these people. They're trying to rush us so fast and get so much done that we're just basically, our heads are spinning. But I say to kind of the dumbed down, narcissistic, disconnected public that goes along with this, new listeners, people that think this is funny, folks, tyranny is not funny. All right, I said, I'll go to your calls. And I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit before this hour ends coming up. Let's go to Kelly in North Carolina. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You actually are the first person I've actually heard that is able to express their views and really draw in a crowd. Saying that, I actually was a friend of Reverend Manning, and I found your YouTube videos on there talking about the birther certificate and of Obama and this and that, yada, yada. Well, I'm not into this conspiracy theory type mess. I'm that's just not me. But I start to kind of look at little things, and I'm starting to pick up stuff. I don't know if you know, there's been new videos that have just come out over the weekend about a gentleman who apparently works for a collection agency, and he started to do a little bit of research and has now found that Obama has used Michelle Obama's Social Security number that belongs to her dead grandfather back in 1816, and this is starting to unravel, and it's getting even thicker and thicker and thicker, and people are kind of passing this by like, oh, it's another one of these Donald Trump things. It's another one of these.
They use Donald Trump to bring it to a head. Well, I haven't seen this new info, but give me the headline on one of the videos or articles. Give me the headline and I'll look it up.
Let me. I'm actually sitting in front of my computer as I'm speaking to you. One of the articles is, hold on one second. It actually shows a clipping of an actual video of this collector. It's called Update, The Plot Thickens, Debt Collector, Obama's Connecticut Social Security number, also tied to a, and then that's it. I think it's based off of the birther, but you can find a lot of this stuff on James David Manning's postings, and I will also post on your Facebook page for your viewers, so they too can have a chance to look at this. But this is
all right. I'll look it up. Let me just say this though, Kelly, and I appreciate you calling. You preface this with, I'm not into these conspiracies. If Richard Nixon got up and told you, I'm not a crook and I didn't order them to break into any hotel, the Watergate, and he lied. Questioning is now called a conspiracy theory. Okay? Questioning these liars is not a conspiracy theory. That's a term they use to just move along. Sure, there's basically what I call fiction writers online who do make up wild conspiracies, and basically it's like tabloids, talking about Bat Boy in front of the White House. And I've noticed in News of the World and stuff, they'll have Bat Boy on the cover, and Mexican Attorney General makes employees get implantable chip. They'll take, you know, two-thirds baloney and mix in one-third reality to discredit it all. That's my comment to you talking about conspiracy theories.
And see, I don't believe in the little minute things that are, as you say, are fake. I believe in what's
actually
real.
Here's a conspiracy theory, okay? Here's a conspiracy theory that I get calls and emails on almost every day. Alex, show us your birth certificates. We know you're Bill Hicks, which is just asinine. Folks can see me 17 years ago on video, you know, completely skinny. You know, right after the time Bill Hicks died, I don't look anything like Bill Hicks. But that's something they put out. Or Alex, every day, respond to the fact that you're owned by ABC. Complete, total lie, none of it true, no reality to it. How do you respond to something that is a total conspiracy theory? It's not even a theory. It's just made up. It's like saying, Alex Jones, you're a Keebler elf. It's not true. Or Alex Jones, you know, prove to us that you're not Santa Claus. I mean, I'm not even going to respond to it. But let's say I'm Santa Claus and Bill Hicks that I do work for ABC News. Let's just say all that's true. Let's move on now. What are we going to do about the federal government under the TSA expanding out to high school proms? See what I'm saying? The thing is, I don't run things. You understand? I'm not the issue. OK, Okay, let's go really fast through calls because I've got some more news I want to hit. And visiting the Minnesota studios of the Genesis Communications is the hillbilly preacher, as he calls himself, from West Virginia, Pastor Butch Paugh. Great guy. And I guess I'm the hillbilly Texan. Then if he's the hillbilly pastor, he's going to pop in studio up there in the last 10 minutes or so. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I've been waiting to talk to you again. I was going to give you I hope you remember that I was talking about getting the fluoride removed from my city's water.
Yes, called a few weeks ago.
Okay, guess what? They unanimously voted 7-0 for the fluoride to be not lowered, but to completely remove the fluoride from the water.
Good. Were you able to do that by bringing them the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, government moves to ban fluoride as pesticide because it's so deadly getting into the crops, government moves to cut fluoride in water? We've proven it. The scientists have come forward. The government's own scientists have rebelled, and the nightmare is beginning to crumble. Not completely, but we're now seeing big pieces fall, and now that accelerates it. What's the name of your town so I can salute you, Tim?
Yes, it's Mount Clemens, Michigan, Alex. And
did you say Mount Clemens? Did you say
Mount Clemens?
Clemens.
Mount Clemens. MTCLEMENS.
Got it. So they voted to remove it. You know, big cities are doing it too. See how we're having victory? Because 90%+ of the EPA's own scientists in 2005 and again last year sent letters to the government in a petition saying it's deadly, it increases cancer, don't do it. And then you've carried the ball when others wouldn't, and you've had another victory. So they voted to remove it.
Yeah, and listen, I had wrote a letter, which Rob Dew happened to get, that I wrote to the help desk, or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
They emailed us. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, Rob got the email. And the first thing he wrote on the top of the email was, can you write an article? He actually asked me to write an article and include some of the local sources like city council, minutes, newscast. We would definitely post an article like this.
Okay, what's the name of your article?
My article is going to be titled, don't ever let anybody tell you that one person can make a difference.
All right, good job, because, Tim. Good to hear from you. I got to move quick now to get to everybody. But do you say Mount Clements or Clemens? Clemens. Let's search right now. Mount Clemens, Michigan votes to remove fluoride. I wonder if that's in the news yet, because a lot of times they won't want it in the news lest other cities follow suit. See, first they laugh at us forever. Oh, you're kooks. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, really? Here's documents. Here's facts. Here's studies. And it's the lawsuits that are getting started that's really scaring them. Ladies and gentlemen, last hour I read mainstream news articles, KHOU, got a bunch of others, where there's radioactive isotopes added with the fluoride. Now, they may try to laugh at you about fluoride still, but listen, you got them on the lead, mercury, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes that are in this toxic waste they call fluoride. We have these people if you'll just go out and engage them. I mean, you just heard Tim had a victory there. Good job, Tim. Man, that's exciting. Oh, that makes my day. Let's talk to Ron in California. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Two things. I don't know if you're aware. Did you see on YouTube there's a video going around about students who support free speech but actually were provided a fake petition to sign to ban conservative talk radio and TV.
People, yeah, a bunch of people have done that. A bunch of different activist groups have gone out and gotten adults in environmental meetings. Over 90% will vote to ban water because the name is scary, dihydrogen monoxide. Over 90% in studies will vote to ban sodium chloride because it sounds scary, table salt. Yes, and I have seen different videos put out by different organizations. I think Mark Dice even did one a few months ago where the majority do want to ban free speech, and they are for arresting anybody that has free speech, yes.
Second thing was, did you see that on Drudge where the Supreme Court ruled that California now has to release about 140,000 prisoners out of their out of the system?
I heard about that coming up a few weeks ago before the ruling. What happened? What was that over police?
They voted on it today, 5-4, and they approved it. They approved it.
And that was because they were framing them, correct?
No, they're saying that it's over. Well, my understanding was is that because the prisons are overcrowded.
Now, they need to release the nonviolent. What they do is they release the violent, and the government's been caught admitting this before, to menace people so that folks will then vote for the military-industrial complex to have more prisons. We have more prisons than any other country in the world, one of the highest crime rates, so, because there are colleges that teach people how to be criminals. You put a nonviolent person in, they come out in 5 years, you know, with HIV and nothing to lose and know how to rob houses now. Supreme Court orders California to release up to 46,000 prisoners. Justice Scalia, terrible things are sure to happen. Interesting. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, my take on that is what they want to do is they want to put absolutely more police on the streets. They take them out, they take the prisoners out, and then they put more police on the streets.
Problem, reaction, solution. Appreciate the call. You can pull up major studies. Just search studies. Nonviolent prisoners kept longer than violent. Because a nonviolent is a good slave worker for 25 cents an hour. Good slave workers, good. And they drive down wages, even better than illegal aliens. 25 cents an hour, that'll bring America down quick. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jerry in New Mexico, where the TSA, the federal judge's order, will now be coming in the schools, sticking their hands down your daughter's pants.
Hi, Alex. What I'm trying to find is the judge's name so that we can barrage the Judicial Disciplinary Board and complain for bad behavior to get that judge removed, but I can't find his name, who this judge was.
By the way, they're spinning it that because the school was groping kids, the TSA will show them how to do it, so it's the feds saving us. Oh, you don't like being on the oven top? Well, we're going to put you in the fire. How's that sound?
Anyway, if you could, or I'm trying to find out, but if that's what I need to do, is if we just start basically barraging these judges, disciplinary board, committees, and basically complain about what judges and the police or anybody else that's administrative, we can maybe get them thrown out of
office. Yeah, no, they have on the news story dealing with it. If you follow the links, the judge's name is in one of the reports. I know I heard it and saw it. There's a bunch of links and videos posted in our article that's red-linked on Infowars.com. Good to hear from you. Moving quick now here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis. Just hung up. So let's talk to Sean in New York. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, I wanted to call, you know, you were talking about tyranny, the TSA, and things of that nature. I'm here in New York, and I've been screaming at the top of my lungs for about 11 years.
Oh, they have warrantless checkpoints. They have hands down the pants on the streets. The cops talk to the citizens like you are the lowest crud on earth, and the citizens just lick their boots. Yes, I've been there. I've seen it.
Everything that's happening with our government and with the TSA has been mastered and accomplished in the family courts here in New York.
Oh, it's all beta tested, absolutely. No, New York is 100% mafia run.
You know, in a lot of situations, what's happening is parents are being forced into debt with child support orders they can't meet. And then if they push back on the system and they fight the orders and they fight the judge's rulings, they'll just throw them in jail.
Well, it's all part of it, and that's good, because then it only bankrupts the country more, because the bankers are making this money out of nothing, and then we go into debt. That's the whole game plan.
And like you said, the thing is that the jails are privatized, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Except the children.
Well, that's how the system likes it. We have official government plans on record. Charlotte Isserby's book breaks it down. It's free on her website, over 1,000 pages. She was there, headed to policy, and they are there to wreck the family and destroy any cohesion so they can set up a global government and then kill us.
It's really scary, because people are going into this system and they're believing that they're going to reveal the truth and they're going to show that the law is being broken. And what they don't realize is it's corrupt all the way from the top down. And it's just a lesson in futility.
It is, absolutely. And that's why they want a global government, because people then run from the tyranny. Everybody's emptying out of New York City. And so now that's why Bloomberg's involved all over the country trying to get similar laws passed. And they admit this. So there's nowhere to run from them. There's, I mean, they, it's just hellish. I appreciate your call. Really, really great points. Is Pastor Butch Paul, the hillbilly pastor, in studio yet, John? Going to him in a moment. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Rabbi, how you doing? Just letting you know, I've been listening to you for the past 2 years, and I have been a product of the federal government all my life and wondering what the hell's been going on. Now I understand the details, and that makes me a free man, and I appreciate it very much, boss.
Well, knowledge is power, but what's on your mind?
That's how I feel, and when it all lays out on the highway with the TSA or whatever, I'm going to give my life against them, okay? So I'm letting you know, and you'll be in my head and my heart, and I thank God very much for it.
Well, let me stop you for a minute, Jeff. You don't need to give your life, okay? You need to give your time and energy at city council, at state houses, in educating others. These people are outrageous what they're doing. Just like all over the country and all over the world, fluoride is being removed everywhere that people bring the facts to their city council. Look, it's outrageous. Of course it's wrong to have them stick their hands down little kids' pants and say it's to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. Even if Al-Qaeda was real, they can't keep us safe. It's a power grab. It's the same on the borders. The states are moving to protect them. The states are moving to in-sanctuary cities. Evil people have trained us to lay down. That's how they get away with everything. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Brother, don't give your life. The only time you give your life is if they're trying to take you to a FEMA camp. And long before they do that, they'll stage terror attacks to blame it on domestic groups. They'll have lots of police arrests and then releases to train you to go ahead and be arrested. It'll ratchet up and ratchet up. You don't even want to think. You want to reach out to those cops and military. A lot of them are good men and women and are in a trance like everybody else. They buy the lies. You want to get past the comfort zone and be a leader long before. Look, I'm ready. I don't want to die, and I love life. And all, but at the same time, I'm ready for them to set me up. I'm ready for them to arrest me. I'm ready for them to torture me. Okay, because that's what it takes to defeat tyranny. And I'm not going to miscalculate and let them manipulate me into, even though at a primitive level, I understand what you're saying about violence. That's what comes to mind. We're not 10,000 BC here. We've got to be wise. We've got to use the info. We've got to understand it. And we've got to wake up as many people as we can. And then what comes will come, whether it's a peaceful restoration or the defense of the republic, but it's in defense. So speak out against them now. Say no to them now before you feel like you're cornered and you pull up to a checkpoint. Okay, Jeff?
Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir. I'm just grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. But listen, what they do is they have to stage events. They have to hire provocateurs or have the cops do it all over the world to break things during demonstrations so they can attack the peaceful crowd. They have to hire terrorists or mentally ill people and get them on planes, and they're so drugged out they can't even talk, and they have to give them a passport and get them waived for a visa and you know, get them on. They have to provocateur Oklahoma City. They want the violence, but they want it early, and they want it to be, the violence isn't where the fight is. 90% of war is information war. They want to have propaganda violence that they carry out so they can be ready to demonize anybody that has an idea for liberty, as if we bombed a daycare center in Oklahoma City, which is on record just totally proven a federal inside job. Instead, we need to move towards, everybody has chickens in their backyard. Everybody tries to move, at least to the suburb, and do it. Everybody stops buying corporate junk. Everybody starts saying no and speaking out and just not following all the constitutional rules and just thumbing their nose at them. And when you see cops doing stuff, pull over and videotape them. And just getting your friends together. Get a posse together for the Republic. Sons of Liberty. I want to bring up Pastor Butch Paul. He's the guy that first broke with another pastor the secret clergy response team documents, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. Then we got even more documents. And now it's been proven that pastors all over America, over 100,000 now, have been secretly trained by Homeland Security to tell their flocks to submit to tyranny. And he's up in Minnesota from West Virginia visiting. So the hillbilly preacher joins the hillbilly radio host, Alex Jones, both certified hillbillies from hillbilly stock. I guess Butch is more of a hillbilly than I am. He actually grew up in a holler. Butch, it's good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to join you. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. We're having a great time here in Minnesota. I have to say that. Ted is a good griller.
Ted, he likes to grill outside the studio for everybody a couple times a week, those juicy hamburgers and steaks. Now, very Al-Qaeda-ish. What do you think of everything that's happening in America? How far we've come? Isn't it really because the whore churches have been bought and paid for by the New World Order?
And I think that's giving too much credit. I don't even like to add the word church to it. I say whore corporations because they're not a church. They are 501c3 corporations, and I can prove that. I wouldn't say it. I myself was a part of one for years, but when I started figuring this out and tried to explain to the people what was going on, they asked me to leave, so I did. But the 501c3 churches, the corporations, cannot legally stand up and do anything. And let's face it, Alex, the money's coming into them pretty well. They have nice padded pews, and they have nice gymnasiums, and they don't want to rock the boat. Besides, they're waiting for the rapture.
But their birthright of freedom has been sold for a bowl of porridge.
Absolutely, it has been. And the pastors in the 1700s, as you know, were the ones who led the wars. I mean, the one that started the Revolutionary War. They were the ones who put the fire into people's heart for liberty. They were the ones who told them that there's only one king, and his name is not George Obama. This is what we have today, but we have a church today that is completely complacent because, well, the Bible warned us in many places, especially in Hosea 4, 6, and 7, that as the people increased, as they prospered, they forgot their God. And that's what's happened in America. We have prospered ourselves right into another tyranny.
And boy, this tyranny has scientifically covered every angle. The only thing they're not counting on is people having courage and standing up and saying, I'm not backing down.
Well, yes, you're right. They covered all the bases. I mean, Hitler had been proud to see what we come up to in this country. There's never been a time in history at all that people could be so monitored, tracked, and traced, and probed, and controlled. Never in history this ever happened like this. And America, it's really a phenomenon in itself, had the ability, because of prosperity and smart people, to build the technology to enslave itself. Now, that is kind of a sad statement, but it's true.
Well, think about all the reports come out now. It's not even a big deal when somebody dies from a taser now, so they up the power. Not a big deal now when SWAT teams go to the wrong house and kill somebody. I mean, it's pure evil, Pastor.
Well, within Indiana now, say they go house to house without a warrant? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and now I'm so conditioned, I didn't even make a big deal out of that. The sheriff, one of the head sheriffs, said, we will now do house to house gun sweeps because there's no Fourth Amendment now. Instead of defending it, he's there just, I love it. Get rid of America. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to go 5 minutes at least in the next hour with Pastor Butch Paud. Need to get him back on the show. Years go by and you just forget about all the great people that are out there doing such important work. Has his own show weeknights here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNlive.com. A lot of people who are new listeners, they go, man, this guy's demoralizing me. He's scaring me. No, it's the opposite. That's why the show gets so much action and is so effective. We lay out the incredible crimes, as the Sons of Liberty did in the 15 years before 1776, of the corrupt empire. We expose how outrageous their crimes against us are. Because we're not looking for cowards. People out there that get scared by this, they don't count. They don't understand that there's no running from this. You got to face it head on. In fact, I'm only afraid of running from these people. I can't run. I can only stand up. And it's outrageous what they've done. Expose them. I can't tell you how big it is that we're reversing the fluoridation all over the world now, everywhere you stand up. These crooks will be defeated if you see yourself as a leader. I'm going to tell you about a few of the sponsors, then we're going to go back to Butch. National Inflation Association for two out of three Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. For 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. We see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce. It will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the video tab to see this breakthrough film now. The College Conspiracy, again, that's inflation.us to watch the film. We've also just posted The College Conspiracy on prisonplanet.tv for members up there today, but it's free at NIA, inflation.us. Finally, purewaterfreedom.com. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. All the filters are made in the USA. Check out the banners at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. That's purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Butch, we were getting into just how bad things are. I liken it in one of those old movies where you're trapped, you know, in the pyramid or whatever, and the sand is pouring in or the water's pouring in, and it's going to kill you if you don't find the lever to get out of the, you know, the chamber. And that's really what's happening. So, of course, I'm yelling and screaming and running around like a chicken with my head cut off, you know, going, bark, 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 we've got to do something here. And then everything we've warned folks just keeps happening because the globalist blueprint is public. Butch, where do you see this country going right now?
Well, Alex, I have to say, from being on the radio for almost going on 19 years, being a pastor for over 30 years, studying scripture, history, and current events, I'll say this as clearly and slowly as I possibly can, that if we do not do something now, we don't have another year, we don't have another 6 months, I don't believe. Economically, this country is going to collapse probably within 6 months. If we don't do something now, there's no hope turned around. And what I can see happening is overwhelming. But we have to remember, Alex, that the God we serve is far greater than the God of this world. And we must keep that faith and our eyes on Him and do what's right. Always do the next right thing and don't worry about the consequences. Whatever it is in the hands of a holy God. And so that's why I don't get scared. I don't get too excited. I'm concerned. I have six grandchildren in this world that I love deeply. And I want to change it for their good. But I tell the people to prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst, and so whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Just think your way through it, pray your way through it. Don't panic, because panic leads to a lot of bad decisions.
I agree with you. Who would have ever imagined that they would now try to send the TSA to high school proms to stick their hands down kids' pants?
And the TSA is now helping in roadblocks and road checks. This is a total federal tyranny. Our forefathers will be up in arms years ago. By the way, before I forget, I'll be doing a live broadcast right here tonight on from Genesis right here in Minnesota. I'll be the first time on the radio for a week. I've been going for a while, so I'll be on the air tonight live right here from Genesis Studios.
Absolutely. Butch, stay there. We're going to come back in 60 seconds, a little extra overdrive, into the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a really dangerous tyranny. I've studied it. This tyranny is a mass extermination system that'll make Hitler look like a piker.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live into the fourth hour. Pastor Butch Paw popped into my ear a few hours ago. He's up there visiting the Genesis studios in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. It's actually in a suburb. And I wanted to get Butch to pop in with us and talk about what's happening. Butch, what do you think of these Christian groups, so-called Christian groups, the same group that on their Christian radio network, 60-plus stations back in 94, said the world would end in 94, that the rapture would start on a set day, and it didn't. And now they've done it again, and the media has tried to use that to discredit Christians. But in my Bible, correct me if I'm wrong, it talks about after Christ comes back, the dead in Christ being raptured to meet Christ in the air and be given their heavenly bodies. I don't see a rapture anywhere in there. But regardless, I've read the Bible verses where no man knoweth the time of Christ's return. No, not even the Son, but only the Father. You know, the angels don't know. But these guys say they do. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I don't want to speak of their motives. I would like to think the motives are pure, but I say this kindly, but I have to say it straight up and down, they're purely stupid. that you're right. No one knows that day. And in my lifetime, I know of, back in 88, somebody wrote a book entitled 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 1988. Then he changed it to another day, another year. You should never do that. That does discredit the church. The worldly people get a real kick out of that. The people make fools out of Christians, so to speak.
Well, Christ will come like a thief in the night. No man, I mean, the Bible's full of that.
Absolutely.
Why won't they follow the Bible? Because it's just too much fun?
I don't know. I simply don't know. I've never been able to understand the people who do such things. I've ignored them. And went on because I knew it wasn't true. I mean, we were traveling. We were here yesterday in Minnesota when this, and we're still here today.
Briefly, what about Romans 13? They really love to use that.
Romans 13 is probably one of the most misunderstood, misquoted books in the Bible. And it would, if people would simply take time to read beyond the first verse and go on through down to at least 6-7 verses, that they would understand that Romans 13 is telling Christians, now I'm talking about people that really believe in Christ, that we cannot and should not obey unjust authority. Because it says in Romans 13 that the Almighty God has ordained authority. He never ordained authority once to murder children or sodomize their sons and daughters. He didn't ordain that. He ordains righteous government. When the government becomes unrighteous and it turns into tyranny, it ceases being an authority, period, and people should not obey it.
Well, if you believe that Romans 13 means submit to any government, then people should have loved Mao, Stalin, Hitler, Julius Caesar. But expanding on that, it's we the people here in America. We don't have a king, and so we should follow the people's law, which is the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Exactly. And, you know, the same scripture was in the Bible when our forefathers were here also. They apparently did not believe it the way a lot of pastors today interpret it, because they had a revolution to overthrow a tyrant. And I might say this, too, the tyranny that they were living under back in 1776 was very, very mild compared to what we have today.
Well, you're right, and they've just marinated us in this tyranny until a lot of people just become acclimated to it. But we have so much food. We have baubles and entertainment. People take that as their rights, but your rights are property rights and rights over your family. And so all the things that really have value and the things that created the wealth in this country, they're being removed right now. And you notice as the liberties are removed, the money, the wealth is being removed as well. I mean, the two go together.
You know, one thing I've known for years and tried to explain to people that we as a society, I won't say the majority of people in this country either work for directly for some form of government, local, county, state, or federal, or they get some kind of government assistance. And this is very clearly, I think, seen. You cannot be a ward of the state and be a free man. It's impossible.
And they've set up the economy now where most people can't survive without government contracts or being
exactly.
on welfare.
That's right.
45 million people now on food stamps. Their mission is near completion, folks. They're coming after the rest of us. Retransmission coming up now. Stay with us.